We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up.
The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earn it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Good morning, USA!
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday!
Yes, it's Thursday.
Yes, man. Happy to be here. What's happening? Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, 2 weeks ago, told y'all yesterday. Bought AMC stock for $9 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed last night. It was $62 a share last
mm-hmm.
night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for me, damn it.
Well, congratulations.
That's why it's very important to, you know, if you, Jesus Christ.
No bomb.
No
I
bomb?
Guess,
huh? Well, don't. Okay. That's why it's very important to invest in stocks that you like.
Yes.
It's just that simple. Things that you're into.
Yeah. It doesn't always work out like
but, you
that.
Know, I've been
yes, absolutely.
I've been using my public app to invest, and so I just invested in a whole lot of things yesterday, too. You don't have to be rich to invest. You can buy pieces of stocks, too, just so people know. I know sometimes you think it's really expensive, but you can invest $50 if you have it.
And, guys, we are not professionals. We're just telling you what we're doing. I just want to let
yeah,
you guys know.
That's
it. Don't necessarily follow us. We're
These ain't
gambles.
No stock tips.
These ain't tips. We just, hey, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I can tell you what not to invest in the Breakfast Club, because we can't even get our bomb to work.
That is right. That would definitely not invest in the Breakfast Club now. Dramos is going to break it. But
they're attacking us, and we don't have no weaponry to fire back.
I had every intention of being in there this morning, but I had a nightmare getting back from Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday. I was trying to fly back, and then our flight attendant had an allergic reaction to something before we took off. So then the medics came on the plane. Then they made us all deplane. Then we had to find another flight attendant to take her place. And there's no direct flights from Tulsa, Oklahoma back to New York. So we had to, we missed our connecting flight. So a lot of people that had to spend the night in Dallas after all of that happened. Well, no, now I'm at home, but I didn't get home until like midnight.
What? Midnight? You made it seem like you got back at 4 a.m. You did.
Except I was
drop on a Clues Bump, Angelique, getting back at 4 a.m., baby.
I mean, I was traveling for 12 hours yesterday.
You've been to the club out all night and got back home at 4 o'clock and made it to work.
I've been traveling for 12 hours. It was definitely a lot. Even trying to get on the flight, I got the last seat. So I was really fortunate to get on the flight. And then Sandra Dean, who works with me, her bag didn't show up last night at the airport. It was just a lot. It was a lot. Y'all know what it's like to be stuck in the airport all day.
Is Wegmans a national grocery store?
Wait. No.
It's not, right? What, it's just East Coast?
What
does that have to do?
What's happening? Are you hungry?
I don't know what just happened.
Oh, no, I was just thinking of, I was thinking about the Wegmans chocolate chip cookies that are ruining my life. That's why I just was asking about the national store. Because I wanted to say that to people, but they might not know what the hell I'm talking about nowhere else.
Drop a bomb for that. Bomb's working now, right?
Wegmans chocolate chip cookies, man. Ruining my life.
Shout out to all the Geminis out there, too. Today is my daughter's birthday. Little London's birthday. I'm excited. Picking her up from school. Bunch of balloons. Happy birthday, baby. Yeah, this is a great month. My mother's birthday was June 1st. My daughter's birthday is June 3rd. And my son's birthday is June 5th.
And your daddy's is June 29th. That would be me.
Not my daddy. You might call me daddy, but... Mm-mm. Not my dad. Why you drop a bomb for that? Come on, not a bomb. Where you drop a bomb for that?
I got excited.
It was great. You got excited.
Man. Let's call each other daddy.
Shut up, man.
Show is too kinky, man. Let's get the show cracking, man. Front page news, what we talking about?
Well, maybe you want to get a haircut. Hello?
Hey.
Okay. Maybe you want to get a haircut. And a vaccination shot. We'll tell you how you can make it happen.
What the hell is going on? Drop a bomb for ye. She just gonna start. Maybe you need to get a haircut. Where did that come from?
Because right. I said, you asked me for front page news. That's the front page news. And then you started talking
about
it.
I understood the tease perfectly. I'm intrigued. I can't wait to hear what you got to say about barbershops and vaccines.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. We ain't got to do NBA scores. We can get right to it. Yee, go.
Why? Because the Knicks lost?
Did they? Goodness gracious. Disgusting. Atlanta Hawks beat the Knicks 103-89. 76ers. They're going to be playing the 76ers in the next round. The Jazz.
Why would the 76ers be playing the 76ers?
I said they'll be playing the 76ers next round. Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, the Hawks. Okay.
The Jazz beat the Grizzlies 126-110, and the Mavericks beat the Clippers 105-100.
You got to salute the New York Knicks, though. They had a great season. Nobody expected them to finish with the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference.
No.
You know what I mean? Our make the playoffs. So drop on the clues bonds for the New York Knicks, damn it.
Need a couple of pieces, but looks way better than they have been in the last 6-7 years. So that's great. Now, what else we got, Yee?
All right, well, President Joe Biden is pushing this whole shots at the shop. And that is, he's planning to recruit 1,000 Black-owned barbershops and salons to promote vaccinations worldwide. Other elements of the campaign include free childcare for parents who want to get vaccinated, keeping pharmacies open for 24 hours on Fridays, and partnering with mayors to see which city can grow its vaccination rate the fastest. The NBA, NHL, MLB, and NASCAR also plan to offer free vaccines at their competitions, while Anheuser-Busch announced free beer for vaccinated adults aged 21 years and older on July 4th. And as you know, Krispy Kreme has been giving out free donuts to people who are vaccinated. Here's what Joe Biden had to say.
We'll also be working with the Black Coalition Against COVID and other organizations to launch a new initiative called Shots at the Shop. Barbershops, beauty shops are hubs of activity and information in Black and brown communities in particular, but in many communities across the nation. Booking appointments for them, even using their own businesses as vaccination sites to make an even bigger impact over the next month.
I swear, if they pushed for other policies the way they pushed for Black people to get this vaccine, we might can get the George Floyd Policing Act passed, or maybe the Voting Rights Bill passed, something. Boy, they pushed that vaccine on Black people.
Mm-hmm.
But don't push nothing else that we need.
All right. Well, right now, the goal is to have 70% of American adults at least partially vaccinated against COVID-19 by July 4th. So that's why they're trying to make this happen pretty quickly.
It seems like a lot to me. It just seems like a lot that they're pushing this vaccine like that. Barbershops, beer, Lotto. It just seems like a lot.
Yo, the vaccine, COVID vaccine, got better marketing than most rap albums.
Yes, absolutely.
Labels, y'all need to step it up.
A Black woman in Michigan was issued a $385 ticket after her neighbor called the police on her for talking loudly on the phone. Diamond Robinson's neighbor called the police to report a noise complaint. Now, Robinson did record the encounter with the police on Facebook Live. Can you believe they gave her a $385 ticket for talking too loud on the phone in her own neighborhood?
I would think that would be a warning.
Her neighbor told her to get off your phone or talk lower. And she told the neighbor, get out my face. And she continued walking, and then the police arrived minutes later. She said, I'm not doing anything. I'm on the phone, walking up and down the block that I pay taxes on. I'm confused. An officer said he was writing her a ticket for being a public nuisance, and she said, no, I'm not accepting that. The officer then placed a ticket in her mailbox.
Officer, you, what a D-head that officer is. All the officer had to do was be like, look, man, you got a jerk for a neighbor. She's mad at you, you know, talking a little loud on the phone. Just keep it down and keep it moving. Like, why would you have to write that young lady a ticket for what?
I thought there's a device they have to use to see if the levels are at a certain level, I thought. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I thought.
Well, my neighbors would owe millions of dollars by now if they got tickets every time they were talking loudly outside. So
that's what I'm saying. Like, come on, bro. It's a neighborhood. You're going to hear people talking in a neighborhood.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed,
say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
This Rich from Cincinnati.
What's up, Rich? Get it off your chest.
Listen, I watch you guys on YouTube every day. I love you guys. I think it's time that we take the glasses down. I'm tired of looking at Charlamagne's reflection.
I agree. I hate this glass. It makes me feel like I'm locked up. I hate it.
My skin looks amazing. You should be happy to see my reflection.
Well, it's June 2nd, and the masks are off, so let's take it down.
It's June 3rd.
I'm with you. Yeah, today's June 3rd, but I'm with you. Let's take these things off. Enough's enough.
Tell them.
Thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
This is Jermaine.
Jermaine, what's up, man? Get it off your chest.
Well, I want to get something off my chest. First of all, good morning, Breakfast Club.
Hey, peace, King.
Charlamagne the God. Well, Dr. Uncle Charlotte.
Thank you, sir.
DJ Envy.
Yes,
good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk about that the 2010 Mount Rushmore discussion y'all was having yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing about it is, like, I'm kind of disappointed that Wale's name wasn't mentioned in all of that.
Nah, it was. I saw Wale mentioned. I saw Wale. I saw Big Sean. I saw Meek. A couple people mentioned them.
Yeah, a lot of people don't say it enough when they chest about Wale, but I feel like during that 2010s, Wale had some real great projects, and every one of those projects, he had like two or three songs that just got played on the radio nonstop.
He did. I love Wale, but he didn't have the impact that Future or Nicki Minaj
had. Nowhere near.
That's just the truth.
That is true.
And I love Wale.
Man, and like, no disrespect to Future, but a lot of stuff with Future, like, it comes off of the fact that a lot of times he's collaborating with Drake. And I mean, there's nothing.
That's not true.
No,
that's not true.
Got a lot of
don't tell that lie. Don't tell that lie.
Records with Drake in the
listen,
club. You could go March Madness. You could go Real Sisters. You could go
Future had a whole mixtape trilogy, 56 Nights. 56 Nights, Monster in Beast Mode, way before him and Drake started collaborating.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Look, I knew y'all was gonna jump on me as soon as I said that this morning, but you know what? It's all good. I respect what they said, but when it comes to that list, I really can't take nobody else because, like I said, like they chose Nicki, and Nicki was like really that like top rapper, not top female, top rapper during that time. So I gotta give respect to that. But I just wanted Wale's name to be mentioned with it. And, oh yeah. Another thing I wanted to say, y'all gotta start giving my boy Dromos the respect he deserve up there, just because he messed up the Clues ball sometimes. Go ahead and drop one of Clues balls for my boy Dromos.
I appreciate you.
I bet it worked now when he tried.
Yeah, all of a sudden the bomb just worked.
It worked now. Now it works. No problem. That was coming out. Ain't my fault.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Big Chocolate, the Toe Sucker. How we doing, family?
Oh my god.
Better.
Man.
We were better before we talked to you.
I've been here for you in months, man. The life was so great.
Listen, two things, right? CBS TV must be crazy, right? You got Tiffany, no class Haddish in the TV show with kids. I guess they didn't.
Don't disrespect Tiffany like that.
She was in, so let's get rid of her now. Two ladies, I'll be at Envy's car show this year sucking toes.
No, you won't.
And if you're a cutie, you can get a picture of Envy's butterscotch booty. Charlamagne can't have one. Well, what do you think?
We're going to ban you from the car show. We don't want you there.
You suck a toe at the car show, you're going to jail.
Word.
You sit up there and talk about your little wiener on the air, and I can't talk about sucking toes, brother. Come on.
You can't talk about it.
Ain't telling
it,
nobody to suck his little wiener. Show. I bet you won't call up here and say, I'm Big Chocolate, the sucker.
What's up, Angela? Attitude? How are you? Take care, y'all.
Did he say attitude?
But yes, thank you for the alley-oop. Yes, my car show is going down July 3rd in Atlanta. Get your tickets now. And also Atlantic City. I'm excited about this one as well. August 14th. So if you want something to take your kids to, the family to, that's safe, I want to see you at the car show. All right? Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. Checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Still taking your calls, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. If you're upset and you need to vent, hit us up. Or if you need to spread some positivity, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is the original individual. How you guys doing this morning?
The original individual. What up, bro?
Hey, I want to get it off my chest real quick. I don't understand why parents can't coexist. Okay, I stay here in Illinois, and I usually call in every once in a while when I get a chance. But look, on the 21st of May, my daughter, it was her birthday, and she's from high school. I do everything on my end to take care of my children like I'm supposed to. So I drive from Illinois to Georgia to go see my daughter graduate. Well, when I get there, me and their mom get into it. Why? Because my wife that I'm married to now is very happy and she's negative. So got into a big argument over nothing. And told me do not show up to my daughter's graduation.
That's crazy.
So instead of getting in trouble because I've already had a big argument with them that night, and the boyfriend wanted to try to, of course, he was talking to his.
I guess the boyfriend's talking to the phone and it ain't working.
Your phone cut off?
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
What's up, Charlamagne the God, DJ NPN. Angela Yee, how are you guys today?
Peace,
you
queen.
How are you?
Doing? Are we dressed?
I said, are you blessed?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. You made me...
You just think about me all the time.
First of all, I got to shout out my pastor when you posted his post at Light of the World Church with Pastor Mike Spruce. Oh, I'm so happy.
What's his name? What pastor?
Mike Scrub, you posted one of his things that he posted in 2020.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Mike Scrub.
Okay.
So thank you, DJ Envy. You are live. I love you. I love Angela Yee. I thank you for all your interviews. I laughed at your interview with Tank. But I love you. I love all of y'all. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I got through.
Well, we
God
love you
is
back.
So good.
God is great.
God is great all the time. All the time he's good, and all the time he's good to me and you.
That's right. Give him the glory.
Well, have a good one, all right?
No, listen. I'm talking about my teams in Trimer Group in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Now, you sound like you've been drinking a little holy water this morning now.
Don't be talking about no holy water. I'm talking about my group.
You drunk?
I ain't drunk.
You drink something? Well, did you drink any alcohol this morning?
So you put me on live saying that?
Just tell the truth. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. God is watching. Did you drink some alcohol this morning?
Long Island iced tea cooler.
Oh, okay. Early this morning. All right. That's what you have for breakfast. Okay, continue.
But you're going to make me sit down on live, so I can't talk about what I want to talk about. Now I feel bad.
Why you feel... You should feel bad about drinking a Long Island iced tea at 6-something in the morning.
Maybe she ain't go to sleep yet. Did you go to sleep yet, Mama?
No, sir. I'm being honest.
Okay, Mark, you been up all night?
Can you walk a straight line right now, Mama?
I can walk a straight line. I really can.
Say your ABCs, your ABCs, ma'am.
No, nothing about your night sound godly thus far. I just want you to know.
Say your ABCs, ma'am, please.
Say my ABCs. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
That's right. Listen, you need to go get some rest. You had a long night, okay?
Go get a nap. Go take a nap, Mama. Well, thank you for calling, all right? We appreciate you.
Just tie a little bit more this weekend, okay?
Okay, well, guess what? My friend told me not to call you, and her name is Sherelle.
You should have listened to Sherelle.
All right, have a good one.
All right.
Lord have mercy.
I need to drink what she's drinking this morning. Goodness gracious. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way? Okay. Well, the bombs didn't work, and now Yee's not working. We'll figure it out when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Evelyn Lozada recently did an interview on E! News' Just the Sip podcast, and it turns out she is leaving Basketball Wives. Here's what she said.
My announcement today is that I am no longer going to do Basketball Wives. It's time for me to open up the universe to other things. It's been a hard decision because I could do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's so difficult and it takes so much energy. And it's not the most positive energy. I want to open it up to the universe to allow other things to flow in. And sometimes you have to say, all right, I got to walk away from this.
She's right. Sometimes you got to know when to walk away from things. And plus, she's super grown now, right? She was super grown when it started, but she's super, super grown now. Right?
Yeah. And I do feel like...
She over it.
As of late, I don't know that... they ended the season early this last season. So, feels like it's kind of done with, right? All right, now let's talk about botched star Dr. Terry Dubrow. And he talks about the Brazilian butt lift. He said it is the most fatal procedure. Here's what he had to say about women who are going out and getting this procedure done.
From one part of your body, typically the abdomen, you process it and you inject in the buttock. Sounds easy, right? The problem is there's these very small little veins in the buttock that lead directly to the vena cava, which is the major blood vessel that brings blood back from your body to your heart, to your lungs. If you get fat in those little vessels and it gets in the main vena cava and goes to your lungs, it's over. It's the most fatal operation there is.
Bro, just say a Brazilian butt lift can kill you, bro. You know, I've got to overcomplicate things.
It's not legal here. I don't know.
Yeah, you can get it.
It's legal in the States?
Yeah, it's legal. A lot of people are getting that, but, it is true. And one person I know got it recently, and she was saying that that was the most pain she's ever undergone. And she was like, I would not recommend anybody do it because it takes a long time to heal from that.
Is that the BBL? That's what the BBL is, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Brazilian butt lift.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a sandwich.
Yeah. All right. So anybody that's planning a surgery, just make sure y'all do it as safely as possible. Go to a real doctor, a real plastic surgeon.
Don't try to go.
I can't tell anybody what to do and what not to do because I was looking at some of the comments under this post. Mm-hmm. No, because it's your own body. You can do what you want. And if you decide to do it, you have to do it safely.
Yeah,
that's all
say,
I'm saying.
Do
if
it
this
in
is
the
something
States.
You're determined
I would say
to do
it in the States. Do it in the States.
Because
the States
I was looking at some of the... at some of the comments under there, and some women were like, well, I'm getting mine in 2 weeks, you know, and I'm still going to get mine. So you can tell people don't do it.
All right,
but so, the truth of the matter is.
So if they end up dead, whose fault is that?
Their own.
That's right.
Never. Okay. But I would just say do it in the States, and also think about it like this. I know a lot of you go out the country to get it done. You pay $6,000 for a Chanel bag. You'll pay thousands of dollars for Dior. Don't try to get a discount on your body. Just do it the right way. If you got to save a little more, save a little more, because at least here in the States, there's different laws and procedures they have to stand by. And out the country, they kind of can do what they want to do. Mm. You could spend all that money on a Birkin, all that money on a car, all that money flying to all these places and staying private jets and all that, and you know, in the VIP club, and you buy bags. Do it the right way.
Well, let me ask you a question. The doctor didn't make no distinction about where you get it. I didn't hear him make a distinction.
No, but a lot more people are dying out the country because the laws and regulations.
I
got
to listen to the doctor. I'm not listening to you. I need to listen to the doctor.
You can?
I'm not saying that you're wrong.
You can see it.
I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I can't.
All these people that go across overseas and die.
Trust me, I know. I know plenty of women.
I
know plenty of women who have done the procedure, and yes, people do sometimes leave the country because it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a different law. Sometimes you don't even know if somebody's certified. You don't know if they're
exactly.
licensed.
But does
so
that mean
sure
it's safer
check on
here,
all of
though?
Those things.
Yes.
I don't know that to be a fact.
Now, that is a fact. Because even here, like, let's say they can only pull 4 ounces of fat out your ass in the States. Overseas, they might take out 8 ounces, and the 8 ounces might affect your body differently. I was just having this conversation with somebody. I'm listening to the doctor.
Well, I do know people who hear the doctors have told them no, they won't perform the procedure, and then they've gone overseas to get it done.
Oh, so
because the doctors
here, they have to follow a certain procedure. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
All right. Now, Yo Gotti has formed a partnership with Interscope with his label, CMG Records. Obviously, he's had some very successful acts like Moneybagg Yo and 4-2 Doug. So now he's joining forces with Interscope, and that partnership will build a bigger platform for his acts. He wrote on Instagram, teams win championships. Unity creates value. Determination turns into power. New deal, new money, new opportunities. New home for CMG Records, the brand that builds brands. Shout out to Interscope.
CMG is on fire. CMG's smoking right now. That's why I thought it was very disrespectful that B-Dot did his best rappers of 2021 list and didn't have Moneybagg Yo on there. Stop it.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
You guys get so sensitive about these lists.
Nah, it's a conversation.
They're like butts. Uh-huh. Everybody got one. You can create your own list. Nobody says, you know, B-Dot is the end all be all for lists. And shout out to B-Dot. But, you know, everybody could create their own list. That's his opinion.
You can look at a butt.
Jim Jones made the list.
That's
so.
Okay.
I saw it, Jim Jones.
That's all he heard was butt.
You said it. I hate when people say opinions like, well, everybody got one. You can look at somebody's butt and tell when it's wrong.
Yo, okay. I hate you, man.
All right.
Everything is kinky with you. All
you
right.
said it.
I didn't mean it like that. We got front page news next. What are we talking about, Yee? Sky.
Yes, let's talk about a 12-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl. They broke into a home, found some weapons, and opened fire on deputies.
What?
Wow. All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. By using brands like Dove and Hellmann's, you're supporting Unilever and the everyday good they do. Like donating more than $25 million worth of everyday products and services to groups like Feeding America this year. Visit UnileverDoesGood.com to support communities impacted by the pandemic.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. All right. 76ers beat the Wizards 129-112. The Hawks beat the Knicks 103-89. The Jazz beat the Grizzlies 126-110. And the Mavericks beat the Clippers 105-100. All right. What else we got, Yeezy?
Well, what name do you think has plunged in popularity in 2020? This name was very popular, but now it's had its lowest ranking on the list since 1927. Nobody wants to name their baby Karen anymore.
I can imagine why. You got to get you a Karen, man. Get you a white Karen. Have a white Karen on your team. I'm telling you.
No.
I'm telling you.
That's representative of you. Why would you want that on your team?
Because you can use that energy and use that power for good. It's like taking a weapon and making it yours. A weapon that's weaponized against you and then making it yours.
It's just a name, guys. Just a name.
Is it?
I felt bad for people named Tyrone after Erykah Badu put out Tyrone.
You know what's crazy, though? When you really think about it? None of these women are named Karen.
So what we should be doing
is finding their real names and marking those real names. Because none of these women are really named Karen.
Poor Karens.
Poor Karens. Exactly.
Shout out to Karen Civil.
Salute to Karen Civil. Drop on the clues bottom of Karen Civil. But she don't count. She's black.
Flute no, all, she definitely doesn't count. Yes. But
salute to all the poor white Karens who have to deal with this slander. Based off people that aren't even named Karen.
But not poor white Karen. Just shout out to the Karen.
Why do they got
to
be poor?
Because he was saying poor, but it made it seem, you know, never mind.
Oh, shut up. Okay. All I'm saying is none of these people are named Karen.
Go ahead.
And shout out to all the Beckys out there as well. All right, now there
not
is
a bad
new
stereotype,
body.
Though.
Now there is new body camera video that's been released that involves the shootout with a 14-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy. A 14-year-old is in the hospital. He had a shootout with the Volusia County deputies on Tuesday. They said a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old opened fire repeatedly on deputies. They said it went on for hours. It wasn't a split second. It was from 7:30 until 9 o'clock. They said that they were out there. Crews responded to a scene of a shooting incident. This is in Florida. They said that these two actually ran away from a group home. Deputies did everything that they could to de-escalate. They almost lost their lives during the situation. The 14-year-old was shot multiple times and taken to a hospital where she is now stable. The 12-year-old was not injured but was taken to a hospital for his medical condition. And they're saying, I don't know what to say. Where have we gone wrong that a 12-year-old and 14-year-old think it's okay to take on law enforcement? What the hell is the Department of Juvenile Justice doing sending them to places that can't handle them?
I mean, because none of these places are real correctional facilities. It's just like jail. It's not like y'all putting them in there and teaching them anything. If you put them in there and you taught them a trade, or you know, you gave them some type of real education, and you know, you gave them some social and emotional learning, and then maybe they would, you know, evolve. Y'all not teaching them nothing.
But 12 years old, you know how to take a safety off a gun? You know how to cock a gun?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I mean, yeah, that's wild. Especially if you had no formal training.
And they said the shooting was going on for hours?
An hour and a half.
That's wild.
Yeah, and right now they are being charged with attempted murder of a law enforcement officer and armed burglary because they broke into someone's house to steal those guns.
Listen, man, make these facilities real correctional facilities and you'll put, you know, better people back out into the streets.
Right. I'm not sure why they were in a group home. So, you know, I don't know what was going on with that. But, yes, very unfortunate situation. Mm. All right. And that is your front page news.
Yeah, it's whack because you can't just take these kids and throw them in the group homes. It's like you can't take people and just throw them in the jail. Like if you're calling them correctional facilities, how about actually try to do some correcting? Teach them a trade. Teach them a higher education. Let them get into religion. You know, put them in therapy. Do something.
All right. That is front page news. All right. Now, when we come back, let's talk BBLs. Brazilian butt lifts. 800-585-1051. Have you got a Brazilian butt lift?
Well, I want them to hear that doctor. Can we play a little bit of that doctor?
Audio, yep.
From one part of your body, typically the abdomen, you process it and you inject in the buttock. Sounds easy, right? The problem is there's these very small little veins in the buttock that lead directly to the vena cava, which is the major blood vessel that brings blood back from your body to your heart, to your lungs. If you get fat in those little vessels and it gets in the main vena cava and goes to your lungs, it's over. It's the most fatal operation there is.
Mm. I just want to know what people think of BBLs after hearing that doctor. Like, would you still risk it?
All right, and not only
have
that,
you risked it?
Let's hear some horror stories. Let's hear some people that got BBLs. Maybe,
that's right.
Maybe it was horrible or maybe it wasn't good. And I hate that they normalize those surgeries now. Like before it was, you know, now it's called a mommy makeover.
Mm.
That makes it seem nice. Like, wouldn't you like a mommy makeover? And are the fellas getting that? What do they call the fellas? Do the fellas get a Brazilian butt lift?
It's a daddy makeover?
I have no idea.
Some guys have.
A zaddy makeover.
That's the fourth time you've called us daddy this morning.
That's the fourth time.
Say what's on your mind.
You said that.
We're just brainstorming.
Okay. You missed us. 800-585-1051. Let's talk about it.
If you've died, if you died of a BBL, call us right now.
This guy, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, man.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about what a doctor said about BBLs, a Brazilian butt lift. Let's listen in.
The problem is there's these very small little veins in the buttock that lead directly to the vena cava, which is the major blood vessel that brings blood back from your body to your heart, to your lungs. If you get fat in those little vessels and it gets in the main vena cava and goes to your lungs, it's over. It's the most fatal operation there is.
Yeah, I just want to know, after hearing that doctor, like, what do people think of BBLs? Would you still risk it? Have you risked it? Have you died before because of a BBL? Let's discuss.
Now, what about you, Envy? You haven't had one, but you have friends that have it before?
I have plenty of friends who have had it done. And most recently, one person told me that, you know, she got a bunch of different things done. She said the lipo was fine, but the BBL was the worst part, and she wouldn't do that again. And she wouldn't recommend it.
Really? Okay. Charlamagne? Have you got one?
Listen, I don't recommend anybody doing anything that could potentially kill him. You know what I'm saying? But that's just the way my anxiety's set up. You know, all I want to do is live old. I want to live long and prosperous. I want to be here for as long as possible. So if it's things that, you know, even have the slightest bit of fatality, I don't want to do it. That's why I don't smoke. You know what I mean?
Yep. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name's Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Now, have you got a Brazilian butt lift?
I have not, but I'm outside of work right now. I'm a nurse. I work for a plastic surgeon in Ohio.
Uh-huh.
Talk to us. Are the BBL safe?
You know, they can be, but all in all, I was just saying, it doesn't matter if you go outside of the country or you stay in the state. If you go to someone who cannot perform the procedure correctly, it can go bad very quickly. Liposuction is one of the most dangerous cosmetic procedures that are performed.
This is coming from a nurse who works at a plastic surgeon's office. Would you recommend BBLs to anyone?
I would a little bit, but when you see these big, voluptuous bottoms that look beautiful on these really tiny snatched waists, it's like, I wouldn't go that far. There's a such thing as taking off too much fat on the body, and I feel like a lot of the times that's what takes place. And I know it looks great, but you don't even hear half of the recovery stories of what it took to get like that.
Yeah, it don't
and
look
there's
natural.
Still maintenance, and there's still maintenance after, right? You can't just get that and then think you could continue to eat what you were eating and have the same lifestyle. You have to take care of yourself. You have to work out. You have to eat better because the weight will come right back, but in different areas, right?
Oh my gosh, 100%. People think you get liposuction, it's done. Well, it's like, sweetheart, you take those fat cells away from that portion of body, but if you continue with a poor diet and poor life habits, the fat's going to go to where you still have fat cells in your body. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate the I hate that look. That slim, that real skinny waist with the big ass look like a goddamn wasp.
You know, it's not natural. It's kind of like when people want to look like a Barbie doll. Barbie's proportions are not anything realistic. And having a teeny tiny waist like that and a big bottom, it's just not natural looking.
Okay. Thank you, Mama.
Hello, who's this?
This is Giselle.
Hey, Giselle. You got a BBL?
I did. A few years ago with Dr. Miami. Shout out to him down there.
Salute to Dr. Miami.
Can he do a good job?
He's done an amazing job, honestly. I don't take it back. My comments when it comes to why people do it or should you do it, it's all up to you. But something that I would always say is that you have to make sure your soul is right. You can't try to fix the outside before you can't fix the inside. Because now with the grammar and everything, people are constantly going to look at ways to fix themselves, but you got to make sure you're right. And don't do it the cheap way. That's like people that live out in the Bronx. Shout out to the, you know, they live in the Bronx, but they're driving around in beamers and, you know, living in the house. Right. Like, you got to make sure that you invest on yourself, especially if it's on your body. And for men, men take steroids, and that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Men go and get fake abs. Nobody talks about that.
I never wanted to do any of those things.
But I said the same thing earlier. You got to invest in your body. You could drive these nice cars, have these expensive bags, and these nice watches, but you go to cheap doctors. If you're going to do it, get the best.
Now, don't get me wrong. I have half my family that got it done. And they all went to DR. I'm Dominican. And I was like, what's the point? And when you do the math, you don't save. Because you still got to pay the hotel. You still got to pay for the flight. And for the mm-hmm. nurse to take care of you. When you just do it in the States, it's the right way. Plus, you can sue if anything happens.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Dominicans just need to learn how to do BBLs themselves, man. Like, add that to the recipe. Same way y'all can make up some good white rice and beans and stuff. Like, just add that to the recipe, man. Learn how to do it right there in the Bronx.
Well, you know, you probably could. There was one doctor that was going and scoping out girls at the hair salon and trying to bring them back. He came with his little marker, and he'll tell you all you need is this, and that.
Wow. So,
you got to do it right. Like, and don't overdo it. Like, don't come out looking like Johnny Bravo. Like, I'm that big on the top, and then, you know.
I'm telling you.
Thank you, Mama.
800-585-1051. We're talking BBLs. Have you got one? Do you have horror stories? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about something a doctor said about BBLs. Let's listen.
The problem is there's these very small little veins in the buttock that lead directly to the vena cava, which is the major blood vessel that brings blood back from your body to your heart, to your lungs. If you get fat in those little vessels and it gets in the main vena cava and goes to your lungs, it's over. It's the most fatal operation there is.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're asking, does this change your mind if you're thinking about doing it? Or do you have a horror story about you getting a BBL? What's your name? Hello?
Hey, Brother Love. Oh,
yes, boy. Sir.
Hey, Charlamagne. What's happening, man?
Peace, King.
I've been calling this show for 3 years, man. I finally got through.
Thank you.
Tell us about your BBL.
Glad you got through, King.
Hey, that lady who called the police on her people, she can't call to my neighborhood, man. Well, look, we be barbecuing, people outside, kids running up and down the street all day.
Hold on. We talking BBLs right now. You know what a BBL is, bro?
Nah, what that is?
What that is? I want to know, what did you think we were talking about, sir? What did you think we were talking about this morning?
He's talking about the woman that called the cops.
Oh, got you.
That called the police. Yeah, but look, speaking of Angela Yee, I'm glad you said something. Still in my inbox, baby. I'm married.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Whoa. All right.
I'm glad we went back to that. Let's get in the room report a little bit early.
Yeesh. All right.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi. My name is Ashanti.
Ashanti the singer?
Hey, girl.
No.
Oh, I'm just messing with you.
Hi.
What up, Ashanti? Now talk to us.
Not much. I'm calling about the BBL procedure.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to pitch my company called Keep It Tight, LLC, that helps women and men find the best doctors the best recovery homes, the best spas, the best LMTs. We provide transportation. We provide meals. We make sure that women and men is ready before they go have surgery, meaning they see their PCP, they get their COVID, they get their labs. They're healthy before they travel to have surgery, because a lot of people don't do that, and they go have surgery when they pass away, or they come back really, really sick.
Damn.
Yeah. Right.
I haven't heard one good reason to get a BBL yet this morning on this radio.
Just be as safe as possible. For some people, it's about confidence. You know, for some women, they're not confident with their bodies, how their clothes look when they wear them, and they get the surgery and they feel a lot better. So
I think we normalize it too much. I mean, I honestly think as a kid, you didn't care. You wanted natural, but now it sounds so nice. I'll go get a mommy makeover. That doesn't sound like plastic surgery.
Even when you Google, are BBLs safe, you see a bunch of articles that say BBLs are safer than they used to be. What does that even mean? I need to know.
It used to be a lot worse, but as medical technology is catching up and all of that, it's
but that
better
don't mean it's than it, that don't mean it's safe though. It just says safer than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
I don't think any surgery is 100% safe though.
No. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kay. Good morning.
Good morning. Talk to us.
So I had a BBL. I had it done in Dominican Republic. I mean, I love it, but I did have some complications.
What happened?
Okay.
So they put me under the knee. I was going under like really hard, so they had to wake me up. So I was actually awake during my surgery.
Ooh!
Yikes!
What was that like?
So I actually could feel them like tugging on me and everything.
Oh my gosh, that's traumatic.
But I'm okay, so I would do it again.
Why would you need to do it again? You got to get BBLs more than once.
No, but I'm just saying, if I got a little tummy or something again, I'll go get it sucked out.
Wow. So have you been maintaining yourself afterward?
Yes, I have. I mean, I did everything the doctor told me to do. So, I mean, I didn't have no complications after.
Okay, that's good.
So I'm good.
And that's right, what I'm saying. No matter what, we could say it's dangerous, but if somebody wants to get it done, we just want to make sure they go and get it done as safely as possible.
All right. Well, what is the moral? I guess that's the moral of the story, huh?
I mean, listen, the moral of the story is it comes with a warning now, right? So it's just like anything else. If you know that something can be potentially fatal and you still choose to do it, if you die, you die. That's on you. You made a choice.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and Tiffany Haddish is in the process of adopting a child. We'll tell you what she had to say.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Go
unless you bang. Take me.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Happy birthday to my baby girl again. I know they got the radio on in the car going to school this morning. Happy birthday, London Chu.
Happy born day, London. Happy belated born day to the homie Zori Hall, too. Dropping the clues bombs for Zori Hall. Yesterday was her born day.
Oh, happy birthday.
And Carrie Champion. Dropping the clues bombs for Carrie Champion. Yesterday was her born day as well. They both have podcasts.
These are all Geminis, huh? They're all Geminis.
I got a lot of Geminis in my life. They both have podcasts on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network. Zori Hall with Hot Happy Mess and Carrie Champion with Naked.
I thought I said London had one. I said, wait, she didn't get that one.
Oh, shut up. Go to BlackEffect.com.
And happy birthday to Mike Kaiser as well. It was his birthday.
Today's Kaiser's born day, too?
No, it just was a couple of days ago.
And salute to Kaiser.
Ain't
OG Kaiser.
Happy belated.
Well, best friend of you.
You know, we weren't on the air when it was his birthday.
Yeah. Salute to OG Kaiser.
That sounds like a lie, but I rock with you.
Duval's born day is coming up, too.
It was over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Duval's born day is coming up. My homegirl, Ashley, AJ. Yeah, I got a lot of Geminis in my life.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, and we got a lot to discuss, guys. We are going to be talking about Venus Williams, what she has to say about Naomi Osaka. You know, Naomi Osaka wasn't playing in the French Open, and now a lot of people that were critical of her, not Venus Williams, but from the French Open, are saying they support her.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. It's just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, during Sunday's Versus episode, Swizz Beatz had some comments as he tried to encourage Justin Timberlake to join in on Versus.
If Justin Timberlake is not on Versus, it's not okay. But until Justin let the world know that
Justin got to come out. He's coming out.
I'm trying to tell you, until he He got to admit that he loved the black culture, and he got to be on this stage. I ain't really dance to that. You take from the black culture, you give to the black culture. Come to Versus and be a part of the black culture. Let's go.
Wow. Well, in the recap, Timbaland and Swizz Beatz said this.
He did went a little hard on my brother JT, though. To be honest with you, I don't really know because I was looking at the songs, but I just kept hearing you say his name, so I couldn't really hear. Oh, I just thought it was kind of hard.
Look, man, I had to go hard. You heard how them songs were sounding on that stage? Yeah, I was playing you and JT. It was like JT was in the building. I was like, man, you know, it's hip-hop. And I was just having fun. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no problem with JT. I don't got no problem with nobody.
You're putting that pressure on JT to show up, though. I'm not mad at it.
Yes.
I'm not mad at it. It had to be awkward for Timbaland, but I'm not mad at it.
Right, and Justin Timberlake has no hard feelings. He did post an old clip of him and Swizz Beatz dancing in the studio on Instagram, and he put, congrats to Timbaland and Swizz for 1 year of Versus.
That's not what we want to hear, Justin. You going to show up to Versus or not, sir? Okay, don't try to deflect. Are you showing up to Versus or not? Justin Timberlake versus Usher. Let's get it.
I think Usher would kind of wash him. I don't know if that's a fair matchup.
We know that.
And maybe he knows that, too.
Justin, don't get me wrong. JT got joints, he's not touching Usher.
Yeah, I don't think that's a fair matchup right there.
But it would be good because remember back in the early 2000s, there was these Usher Justin Timberlake comparisons. Remember Usher? I think he won Album of the Year at the Grammys or something. And he went on stage and he said, "Can we stop the comparisons between me and JT now?" So it's a little backstory there. That's all.
All right, now Tiffany Haddish is saying that she's planning to adopt a child. She was talking to Entertainment Tonight, and here's what she said:
I want to get somebody that's like 5 and up, you know, already know how to use a restroom, already know how to talk, you know, already know how to communicate. And then all I'm doing is just pouring knowledge in, get them ready for the big bad world.
It's also Foster Care Awareness Month right now. Mm-hmm. And she said she really wanted to be a foster parent, but because she's at a certain level of success, her lawyer suggested it's probably best to just adopt. So she's in that process.
Yeah, Tiffany does so much with foster care kids that people don't even know about, but she does a lot of work with kids in foster homes and stuff like that. And she'd make a great mother.
Yeah, so I think that's really, really dope. All right, now Ricky Martin is speaking out about an interview that he had with Barbara Walters back in 2000, where she pressured him to address his sexuality. He said that moment gave him PTSD. He was talking to People magazine now about his rise to fame in the 90s. And that moment in particular, you know, he's had girlfriends and he had not publicly come out yet, was very traumatizing for him. Here's the original interview from back in 2000.
Sexuality and homosexuality should not be a problem for anybody.
You could stop these rumors. I don't want to put you in the spot, but it's in your power to do
so
it.
Much
and I'm bringing it up, Ricky, because you know,
I know.
That this
I understand.
Is being said,
and, thank you so
and you're
much
even being named.
For giving me the opportunity to express the rumors. However, for some reason, I just don't feel like it.
Dropping a clue,
so 10 years later.
Why doesn't Barbara Walters get credit for being a savage like somebody like me does, or you know, anybody? Like, she's a savage when she does these interviews.
Well, in 2010, she said she did feel it was an inappropriate question and she did regret pushing him to answer that question. And Ricky Martin did officially come out via a statement that same year on his website. He said, "I am proud to say that I am a fortunate homosexual man. I'm very blessed to be who I am." And recently, this is what he told People magazine.
A little PTSD with that situation because I felt a bit trapped. I felt a bit violated because I was just not ready to come out. I don't think nowadays that question can even be asked. A lot of people say, "What would you do differently?" Well, maybe I would have come out in that interview. It would have been great because when I came out, it just felt amazing. But that day, I was very afraid. And I don't think you can force anyone to come out.
He's absolutely right. That's why I said Barbara Walters is a savage. And if you listen to old Barbara Walters interviews, she was always like that. Like, she was way worse than Breakfast Club interviews. I'm serious. Way worse.
All right. Now let's talk about Naomi Osaka. As you know, they had threatened to disqualify her. But now all 4 Grand Slam tennis tournaments are offering support for Naomi Osaka after she talked about protecting her mental health when she decided to step aside. And she was ranked the number 2 player when she was fined $15,000 when she didn't speak to reporters after her first round victory on last Sunday. Then she pulled out of the tournament entirely, saying that she had huge waves of anxiety before meeting with the media. And she also revealed that she had suffered long bouts of depression. So tennis players are required to attend news conferences if requested to do so, and they do allow for fines up to $20,000 if they don't show up. But now, on behalf of the Grand Slams, they are offering Naomi Osaka their support and assistance in any way possible as she takes time away from the court. She's an exceptional athlete, and we look forward to her return as soon as she deems appropriate. Another person who voiced her support was Venus Williams. Here's what she said is how she dealt with all of the pressure.
For me personally, how I deal with it was that I know every single person asking me a question can't play as well as I can and never will. So no matter what you say or what you write, you'll never light a candle to me. So that's how I deal with it. But each person deals with it differently.
I know that's right.
I don't see nothing she did wrong. I reserve the right to take a mental health break whenever the hell you want to. If you are mentally exhausted, emotionally exhausted, you feeling overwhelmed, disconnect. Drop on the clues bombs for Naomi Osaka.
I agree with her. And I don't understand how they do a lot of these interviews. You got these players that are focused on these tournaments. They're in a zone. And they want to stay in that zone. They don't need that negative energy. They don't want the same questions over and over. So, I mean, I say
they don't need that Barbara Walters pressure. Who was that we were talking about? Who was that just now? I was talking to Ricky Martin. Yeah, we don't need that Barbara Walters pressure. Okay.
No, talk to him after. When everything's over, then talk to him.
And, you know, she's a professional tennis player. She didn't sign up to be a celebrity or a media personality or anything like that. She wants to play tennis. And this is part of the requirement, but that might not be... You know, obviously not the main drive of why she does what she does. It's just something that comes with it.
I agree with you, Yee, but by the way, regardless of what you sign up to be, you have the right to disconnect. I don't care what it is, what industry it is, what job it is, celebrity, non-celebrity, whatever. When you want to disconnect, you can disconnect.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
All right. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
I don't know, but I really want to know why Barbara Walters is not considered a shock jock. This is really possible. Why they don't look at Barbara Walters the way they look at Wendy Williams or Miss Jones, you know what I mean? Or Howard Stern, whoever else falls in that category. She needs to be getting the same credit for being a savage as they do. Okay? Don't you think?
I agree.
She is savage. Donkey today is going to Tucker Carlson. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Is your dad's razor older than you are? Get him something new for Father's Day. A DSC six-blade razor is perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you or as part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/breakfastclub. That's dollarshaveclub.com/breakfastclub.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Thursday, June 3rd, goes to Fox News. It's Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, I often wonder if God truly did create everything. I mean, I know God is God, and I always trust God to God, and I give all glory to God all the time. But maybe, just maybe, he regulated some of the creating duties to others. And when he did that, some things were made on his watch that he wasn't aware of. I mean, how else do you explain things like, you know, rats, poisonous snakes, Belly too, and Tucker Carlson? Look, I'm all about free speech. Even though I know speech isn't free, there's a cost to everything that comes out of your mouth. And Tucker Carlson is paying the price this morning because of the backlash he is receiving in regards to what he had to say about COVID safety measures. Basically, what some establishments and industries are doing in regards to people being vaccinated and non-vaccinated. No need for me to put any sauce on it. Let's just all sit back and enjoy the sounds of one of the best young comics in the game today, Tucker Carlson.
If you're a middle-aged American, some of us are, you can probably still dimly remember back to what things used to be like in this country, say, 13 or 14 months ago. Way back then, before the revolution, pretty much everybody agreed that segregation was the worst thing this country ever did. Forcing certain categories of citizens into separate, lesser accommodations, barring them from public places, treating them like lepers or untouchables, that was completely immoral and wrong. We were told that a lot, and most of us strongly agreed. It was wrong. So imagine our confusion today looking out across the country. The very same people, literally the very same, who just the other day told us that segregation was immoral, are now enforcing segregation. Should we be surprised? Probably not, but we still are. Just this morning, the New York Times informed us that unless you can prove you have taken the injection that the Democratic Party demands you take, you are no longer permitted in bars, comedy clubs, even some dance competitions in the state of New York. You're too dirty to appear in public. You're not welcome near normal people. Want to watch the NBA playoffs in person? You had better be vaccinated to do that. Otherwise, the New York Knicks will bar you from Madison Square Garden. You can still go see a baseball game if you want to, but be warned, you will be sitting in your own roped-off section, marinating in your shame with the other disobedient bad people. Medical Jim Crow has come to America. If we still had water fountains, the unvaccinated would have separate ones.
Let's unpack this, as my therapist would say. By the way, stop calling for Tucker to be canceled because of his opinion. I watch Tucker. He amuses me. I don't want my entertainment taken away. But I shall aggressively disagree. Okay, where do we begin? Number one, when he says everybody agrees that segregation is the worst thing to happen in this country, who is everybody? See, when older white men say everybody, they are not thinking about anyone other than themselves. Okay, this goes back to when they first sat down and wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and whatever other documents they made when they founded this country. See, there was no diversity at any of those planning sessions. Okay, nope. That's why black people didn't have rights. Women didn't have rights. When you hear old white men say everybody, they just talking amongst themselves, okay? We, the people, liberty and justice for all, lies, big old white male lies, okay? Who is everybody? I would love to argue with everybody being the white man, in regards to segregation being the worst thing that ever happened in this country, okay? This is why you can't ban the 1619 Project from schools, because people like Tucker Carlson need that knowledge, because if you think segregation was the worst thing that ever happened in this country, then you have never heard of slavery. Not to mention, how about go talk to the three surviving members of the Greenwood community, Mother Fletcher and Uncle Red Van Ellis and Mother Randall is what they call her. They may have some thoughts on what the worst thing that ever happened in this country was, but let's talk segregation. I'm on record saying segregation was a great concept that was poorly executed because it should have been based on behavior, not race. I mean, let's not sit here and act like, you know, we all don't self-segregate. There's certain people, places, and things you don't want to be around, okay, or don't want around you, and you have various amounts of reasons as to why. The problem with segregation was that it was strictly based on the color of one's skin and nothing else. That's wrong. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Not to mention, segregation wasn't a matter of choice, okay? At one point, it was the law, all right? The enforced separation of different racial groups in a country, community, or establishment. It's just all wrong. Now, ask yourself, what does the history of racial segregation in America have to do with 2021 COVID safety measures? If you guessed not a devil damn thing for 500, Alex, you are correct, okay? I mean, holy false equivalency, white man. All right. See, this is what's so frustrating about the country we live in. Important things are talked about in stupid ways in the media. This is what keeps conversations from not moving forward. OK, I've said this a million times and I'll say it a million more. White men like Tucker Carlson are simply not used to being told what to do. They are not used to being held accountable. And accountability feels like oppression when you're not used to being held accountable. We have to stop letting people like Tucker Carlson co-opt language because they make words meaningless. So we can't use them against them. How can you have a serious conversation about racial segregation in this country when Tucker Carlson is saying segregation is simply based on whether someone chooses to be vaccinated or not vaccinated? I never had a choice to be black. How do you have more empathy for people who choose not to get the vaccine than you do for people who got discriminated against because they didn't have a choice on what race God chose them to be? Not to mention, in regards to segregation, in certain places, you wouldn't want black people regardless of what shot they had or not. So knock it off. Okay? See, this is what happens when, you know, we end up having two completely separate conversations over the same phrase. It's not an accident. Tucker Carlson isn't a dummy. He just plays one on TV. And Law 21 of the 48 Laws of Power is play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark. This is what guys like Tucker Carlson do, baby. It's not an accident. It's part of a propaganda and misinformation campaign waged by the right. And it works as long as they keep folks stuck on stupid, distracted, and debating about nonsense like COVID safety measures being the medical Jim Crow. Okay? This has nothing to do with anything. except white men like Tucker Carlson not wanting to be held accountable, not wanting to be told what to do. And like I said, accountability feels like oppression when you're not used to being held accountable. It's also amazing to me how the descendants of colonizers are now trying to co-opt oppression. Tucker, you will never know what racial segregation feels like. I mean, I've never felt it like our folks during the Civil Rights era did, but I guarantee if you talk to folks who lived through that, they would laugh at you calling COVID safety measures medical Jim Crow. We need more than the 1619 Project in schools, because some people like Tucker Carlson are really trying to revise history. The difference between COVID safety measures and racial segregation to me is simply choice. You can choose to get the vaccine. You can choose not to. You can't choose your race. I don't care what Rachel Dolezal says. You can't choose your race. Okay, Tucker, you know that, though. But since we just throwing things out there to get a conversation going, Tucker, if there was a vaccine that caused us to actually speak truth to power, if there was a vaccine that actually caused everyone in the world to treat each other as equals and eliminate division amongst people, would you take it, Tucker? Probably not, because it would cure all the things you profit off of. Please let Kathy Griffin give Tucker Carlson the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Too much goddamn mayonnaise. Mm-hmm.
When we come back, we have Askey, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, hit ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Yee.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Oh, my gosh. My name is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. What's your question for Yee?
Oh, man. I just need some relationship advice, man.
What's up, Kyle?
Yeah, I get. Oh, hey. I got a girlfriend, and her baby daddy, he moved the state when they broke up, and he gets real friendly around tax season and tries to come around and claim his kids and whatnot. Mm. I just need to know, like, how far is overreaching? Because this man is full-on stalker mode. He calls the kids, or sorry, he calls the police to come to the house when he's mad at her. And I just don't know what to do. Should I step up to him as a man and, you know, go to his state and deal with him or what?
So he's calling the police and saying what?
He's just calling the police and doing a wellness check, and they have to show up whether it's at 8 in the morning or 1 in the morning, and it's just a big inconvenience. And unfortunately, right, there's nothing they can do because he is their dad.
Right. I would try to file harassment charges against him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The problem is,
and so what is their custody arrangement?
Well, the thing is, they were together when they had the kid, so they don't have one, and then he moved the state. He moved states.
Yeah, I would encourage her to be proactive about making sure that legally she figures out what custody is, all of those things, because if he's making life that difficult for her now, I can just imagine other things that he might try. And it's good for you to be the first person on your behalf to file for your kids. I know the courts look at it more in your favor when you're the one that takes action.
Yeah.
And so I highly recommend that, because it feels like this is something that could spiral out of control if you're not on top of it.
It's already gotten pretty bad.
And it's a good way to let somebody know that you mean business, and to make sure that you're documenting everything that's happening, so that when you go to court and they can see how unreasonable he's being and that he's harassing you guys, that those things will all be taken into consideration. Just make sure she's not sending any crazy text messages to him or anything threatening or anything like that, so that he's the person.
Oh, yeah, when I came into the picture, I told her to screenshot all the text messages and to just not respond out of anger.
Yeah, I say the next step is get with a lawyer and make sure that you have established everything that you needed, whether it's full custody, whatever, so that he has to stop doing these things. Because sometimes you can't mediate a situation the way that the courts can, unfortunately.
Right, for sure, yeah.
And I think it's great that you're supportive of her, because I'm sure it's not easy for her either.
Oh, no, definitely not. She has cried many a time.
Right. And don't let something like this ruin your relationship, because clearly that's what he's trying to do also, right? Divide you guys.
Oh, yeah. I actually called him. I've only ever called him once, but that was because he was dropping profanities and calling her, XYZ, etc.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's good to know that you're there to protect her, but he also has to take into consideration, as do you guys, how the kids are going to feel about all this, right? That's the first priority.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're lucky in the sense that the kids are, they're only one, so they're still learning the world. You know, he just played a lot of games. He cheated. And when she left him, she was already pregnant by him. So unfortunately, you know, the kids are the result of that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, look, I just think that you guys have to be really proactive in taking matters into your own hands and letting him know that you mean business, but you're not going to go about it, you know, a different type of way. You're going to go about it the legal way. That's what hurts most, and that's permanent.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you, Kyle. Good luck.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can hit Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'ma keep it real with you.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Kim.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
I've been in a relationship for a long time, and I'm just not happy, and I believe karma and boxed from blessings, and I feel like my blessings is being boxed because I'm in a situation that I'm very unhappy with, but I'm the type of person that if I ask him to leave and things go wrong for him, I'm going to feel bad, and I might block my blessings, and the karma come back.
I don't think that you should put somebody else's comfort above your own happiness. Because I don't think you're doing anybody a favor by staying with somebody who you don't want to be with, who you're not happy with. If you're not happy, he's probably not happy either, right?
I don't know. He walks around like he is and everything is okay, but it's not.
What's the problem?
And it's like he's just skipping over. The problem is I'm just unhappy. He doesn't want to change. It's 13 years in and it's the same thing over and over again. And he wants to play victim. Mm-hmm. I'm unhappy.
Well, so what exactly happened that you need him to change?
Well, be more considerate. Think about other people. He has these issues that he has to work through. And in order for us to move forward, these are the issues that he has to deal with. And he just won't.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes we enable people when we allow them to just keep on doing what they're doing. Because I'm sure any changes that you feel like he needs to make would better him as a person. But you also can't force anybody to change, right?
Yeah, you can't. And
so if that's not what you need, I think you're not doing him a favor by being in an unhappy relationship. Because, A, sometimes we think too much about how other people feel that we don't think about ourselves. And if you're this unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like just because you guys don't live together doesn't mean you can't work on things. If this is something where you get your own place and your own space and he's able to step it up, sometimes things like that are a wake up call for a person where they're like, wow, she really means business. If I want to be with her, then I'll take these steps that she's saying I need to do to better myself and come together as a whole person so we can be in a relationship as two whole people. Or they just, you know, flounder along in life, but then you're blocking yourself from finding true happiness by being unhappy. And that's a choice.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You can't control what he does, but you can control what you do.
I just believe in karma. And I'm like, if I ask him to leave and then he falls or everything goes wrong, that
he's an adult.
It's gonna affect what I got. Yeah, he's a grown man.
Mm-hmm. He's a grown man. Like, you're not going to get bad karma for you might get bad karma for, you know, stringing this along for longer than you have to. He could find true happiness somewhere else, and you might be preventing him from that.
Yeah, I'm just so afraid, but I'm unhappy at the same time. And I got to do drastic things for him to understand. And I just don't want to keep doing it.
Yeah. And you know what? I bet everybody around you tired of hearing how unhappy you are, because sometimes you talk about how unhappy you are all the time and every single day. It's like, dude, if you ain't going to do something different, then stop talking about it.
Yeah. You're so right. They are really tired of it. It's like, okay, you know what you got to do. What is the problem?
Yeah. You can't keep going to everybody with the same stories. That's not fair to them. I don't want to hear about this same thing you've been talking about for years.
You sound like my friend. Yeah, definitely. You sound exactly like her. It's like, oh my God, again.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it. If you're not going to make a move, then stop talking about it. Just be there miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right, choose happiness.
You. Yes. Thank you.
All You're right. welcome.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit Yee. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee.
And before we do that, I just want to say a lot of people are concerned about the woman who called up yesterday that she was in a domestic situation. And I have been speaking with her because I know a lot of people hit me up about it in Florida. And so we are trying to get her the help that she needs. I've managed to locate a lawyer for her and everything. So we'll keep you guys updated on the progress if you heard yesterday's Ask Yee. But coming up in the rumor report, let's talk about Kanye West. You can get tipped $15,000 by him just for some conversation.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
On TikTok, a woman by the name of Anessa Rossi was doing her makeup and recalling an instance with Kanye West when he came by the strip club, ordered some ice water, and then proceeded to talk to her. She's a strip club bartender, and he didn't want to get any lap dances. He wasn't interested in anything of that sort. He wasn't drinking. Here's what happened.
I bartend at a strip club in downtown LA, and Kanye came in. Kanye didn't want to book a table. Kanye didn't want to see the girls dance. He just came straight to the bar and started talking to me. He didn't order anything to drink. He just got water on the rocks and proceeded to tell me all of his beliefs and where we descended from and how he believed that he was a true descendant of his creator. His conversation went on with me for about 3 to 4 hours, and he told me at the end of the night, thank you for my time, gave me $15,000, and said that he felt he was called to do this and left. That's the last time I've ever seen him.
There was there was nothing exciting about that story.
Nothing at all.
That's the story you tell your friends, and it's cool. Like, oh, you met Kanye, but I thought she was about to tell us she saw Kanye saving a dog from a bear or something. Like, that was...
What? It's just a random story to tip somebody $15,000 just talking to them, and he felt like it was his calling, especially in the strip club. You know how they say some guys just go to the strip club? Yeah, she said she's a strip club bartender. Yeah, he didn't want to see the girls dance.
But you know, a lot of people don't go to the strip club for the strippers a lot of times. They go for the bartenders. They'll sit there and they'll talk to the bartenders all night. A lot of times, strippers are mad at the bartenders because the bartenders make more than the strippers.
By the way, Kanye had a reason to be there. We just don't know what it is. And neither does she. He didn't just randomly walk in there.
That could have been a vibe.
Order water and give her $15,000.
Yeah, could have been a little bit
everything. He came there for a reason. We just don't know what it is. And that's fine. And
that's a great night. Too. You just talk to Kanye and make $15,000?
No, it's not. Kanye is very exhausting. Yes, you should. Kanye should be paying somebody $15,000. All right.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, shout to Starlets. Starlets is back open. They've been closed for like 16 months. They back open yesterday. Just want to throw that out.
All right, now let's talk about these Mambacita sneakers. Vanessa Prine is not happy that somebody has their hands on these sneakers that she decided not to sell. Now, she said it was called the Mambacita shoe as an exclusive black and white colorway on her daddy's shoes. I picked the colors in honor of her uniform. The number two she wore, just like her uniform, the inside pattern, Kobe and Gigi on the back in gold instead of Kobe's signature, the inside shoe details, everything. And she said it's not approved for sale. She wanted it to be sold to honor her daughter with all of the proceeds benefiting the Mambacita Sports Foundation, but she did not end up re-signing the Nike contract. We discussed that earlier and decided not to sell the shoes. These shoes were not approved to be made in the first place, but somehow somebody has a pair of these shoes and they posted them on Instagram. So she said it appears someone already has the shoe in their possession. If someone can share how they have these shoes, that would be great because my daughters and I don't have any of Gigi's Mambacita shoes. Mm. So if you happen to see those, they were not approved to be made at all. All right. Now, a spokesperson for Bill Cosby is responding to what O.J. Simpson had to say. Now, earlier, we discovered that Bill Cosby had the opportunity to be eligible for parole if he had entered a therapy program for sexually violent predators. Bill Cosby did decline that chance because he felt it would have been an admission of guilt. Well, O.J. Simpson actually chimed in on the scenario and felt like Bill Cosby should have taken that deal. Here's what he said.
Bill Cosby decided not to take a course, a sexual course in prison, and it probably cost him his parole. So he's not getting out. Well, when I was in camp, I took anything. All the courses. I wanted to get home to my kids. I took a victim impact course that was particularly galling to me because I had to get up and apologize to my victims. And I got up and said, guys, I'm sorry I caught you trying to sell my stolen property. I'm sorry I yelled at you. And I'm sorry that the state of California ruled it was my property, gave it back to me, and you didn't get to make any money off my stolen property.
Why does it feel like O.J. Simpson speaks his own language, but somehow we all understand him?
That's what it sounds like. That's what it is.
Well, Bill Cosby's spokesperson responded to what O.J. Simpson had to say. Andrew Wyatt issued a statement via the Shade Room and said that if Cosby had taken the opportunity for parole, he would have been admitting that he's guilty of a crime without the sheer evidence of any proof, just she said it happened. And then he said Mr. Simpson was caught trying to retrieve his stolen items unlawfully, which is the difference. Mr. Cosby has never admitted, nor has any evidence been presented to prove that Mr. Cosby drugged and or raped women. Why would Mr. Cosby accept parole when we are waiting for the PA State Supreme Court to issue a ruling any day now on Mr. Cosby's appeal? We are hoping they would vacate his conviction or warrant him a new trial. Mr. Simpson, being paroled is like being on a slave plantation. You are never free, and you will always be the property of your oppressor. Enjoy your golf game.
And what OJ is saying, it doesn't matter. He just wanted to get home. So he was willing to do whatever program or make whatever admissions he wanted to make in order to get home.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Jay Prince is issuing a call for action after his nephew was murdered. Here's what he had to say.
Houston, we have a problem to solve. There are a few renegade young punks who went into one of my boys' garage and shot my unarmed nephew in his heart. And killed them. These clowns have no principles. When an anybody can get it type of attitude. To all the real ones in every hood in H-Town, let's not wait on the police to solve every problem for us. We have legal rights that need to be exercised to protect.
Now there is a call to action here.
I have no respect for you niggas around the world that call yourselves gangsters, killing unarmed, innocent people at nightclubs, homes, schools, malls, restaurants, churches, or wherever. This is weak shit, not gangster. Real niggas around the world, we need to come together to deal with these bad apples. I wish immediate karma to all that intentionally kill innocent people. Reap what you sow. This is not the call of duty, war zone, gang. This is real life.
Yeah, condolences to Jay Prince and his family. Absolutely. Sending his family healing energy. I don't see how you could disagree with anything that he just said. And if I was those guys in Houston who murdered what Jay Prince's nephew,
yes,
you might as well turn yourself in. I'd rather get caught by the police than have Jay Prince them on my ass.
Well, I hope they do find out who did that. All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. All right, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in. Revolt is off this week, so we'll see them next week. And don't forget, my call show, July 3rd. We have a month left. So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. We got so many cool surprises. We actually got a monster truck. If you were growing up, you used to watch the monster trucks come through, or if you're a kid and you love monster trucks, we're going to have an actual monster truck at the show, which is going to be pretty cool. So you get to be up close and personal, take pictures and all that stuff. So we're adding so many cool things. I'll tell you about 2 Chainz' tank. So we're going to have a tank. We got a lot of cool stuff, man. There's going to be a lot of cool car shows. And, of course, it's Carchella. So we're doing one in Atlanta, July 3rd, and August 14th. If you're on the East Coast, Philly, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Boston, or if you just want to drive up, get your tickets. We appreciate you. We're going to have it's overwhelming, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited about it. All right. Mix is up next. Let's go.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Is your dad's razor older than you are? Get him something new for Father's Day. A DSC 6-blade razor is perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you or as part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/breakfastclub. That's dollarshaveclub.com/breakfastclub. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Angela Yee, you had an interesting time flying back yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it was a long journey back. You know, I was in the airport for about, I would say, 10 hours yesterday. Mm-hmm. The flight attendant ended up getting an allergic reaction to something, and the medics had to come on, and they escorted her off the plane. But, you know, you have to have somebody come and replace her,
right?
Because you can't fly without a flight attendant there. So we all had to get back off the plane. Fortunately, there was a flight attendant who was in the airport that had been flying that agreed to come and take her place. Mm-hmm. And so then we got back on the plane, and then, you know, I missed my connecting flight. So it was just a full day of traveling. I do want to say one thing, though. Happy to have an American Express card. Somebody had asked me over the weekend in the mall what kind of card I would recommend. And having that Amex card, I was able to go in. They have these Centurion lounges in the airports where mm-hmm. if you have that Amex card, you can go in there and bring a guest in with you for free. And so fortunately, I was able to be like comfortable. Everything in there is free, the food, drinks, everything, and at least just relax. So just having that card gives you that benefit when they have those lounges, and they even have them out of the country, the priority pass lounges. So I like to take advantage of things like that when I travel because it's free.
Let me tell you something. Somebody at Amex is driving right now and see, that's how you do a goddamn commercial. You see how organic that sounded? That was real, okay? And it came from a real place and a real experience. That's how I want all our commercials to sound from now on.
Yeah, and I don't get paid by Amex, but I really do love my Amex card. You, Envy would tell you with the points,
yeah,
you
no,
know, with
Amex,
the...
Amex is good, but just know Amex is a credit card, but it's a credit card that got to be paid off in 30 days. Mm. So it's not like one of those that you could buy something and say, you know what, I'll pay it off in 10 years. They need their money.
Well, no, they
days.
Do have some things that are flexible. Like with travel and stuff, you don't have to pay that off in 30 days. They can they do flexible payments on certain things.
I don't play
But some
with
of it, yes, is a charge card has to be paid off right away.
My bill get paid every 30 days.
Every 30 days. And also, Amex is not taken in a lot of places because I think the fees that they charge the businesses are kind of higher than Visa, MasterCard, and Discover. Why am I doing it?
But that's why I have more than one.
I
have more than I have an Amex card, but then I also have like my regular Visa card. Yeah, I have a JetBlue card. Because you're right. You know, it's not taken in all places.
I always have either my Amex or my bank card, like my Visa and MasterCard bank card. I have those, and then I have my Amex card. One of them is going to work.
All right. When we come back, positive note, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, Charlamagne, you got a positive note before we get up out of here?
I do. First of all, I want to tell everybody to make sure that they check out We've Got Answers on Audible. That's an audio book I put out. Man, how long ago was that now? Maybe like a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an audio book I put out on Audible. It's free with an Audible membership. You know, if you're a white person, any questions that you possibly could have for black people, I assembled this Black Brain Trust to answer them. So check out We've Got Answers on Audible. It's free with an Audible membership. Now, my positive note is this. God's plan is always the best. Sometimes the process is painful and hard, but don't forget that when God is silent, he's doing something for you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.